attractive or unattractive. When something becomes the latest popular topic, it's called social contagion, which can happen naturally and is generally positive. For example, a new place of worship might quickly attract a lot of interest from the community, or a significant political issue could motivate people to get involved. However, if you're a marketer trying to make your product, service, or idea popular, it can be challenging to create that same kind of excitement. Products might become popular if they're better than their competitors, cheaper, or have more effective advertising. But these factors alone can't explain why some ideas and products become popular while others don't. Word of mouth is when people talk to their friends, family, and colleagues about products or brands. It's a powerful way to promote something, even more effective than the best advertisements. When someone likes a product, they often tell others who they think will also like it. This kind of social influence is more convincing than a paid testimonial and is usually more targeted. Make your content contagious. Word of mouth is everywhere and doesn't require a computer or web connection. Despite the popularity of social media, 93% of word of mouth happens offline. Using platforms like Facebook and Twitter is not a strategy in itself, but a tool. Your aim should be to create contagious content, ideas and topics that spread widely no matter who shares them. To achieve this, you need to understand why people talk about ideas, products, or causes, and how to make them talk about your product. Follow these 6 principles of contagiousness, represented by the acronym STEPS. 1. Social currency. A product, service, cause, or idea becomes social currency when discussing it makes people feel important or knowledgeable. For example, the desire to discover a new restaurant before others can be a good example. Even interesting fun facts can be currency if they have inner remarkability, a quality that encourages people to share information they think makes them look good. Consider how your product might have inner remarkability. What sets it apart from the competition? How can you surprise people by breaking a pattern people have come to expect? For example, JetBlue offers spacious seating, a variety of snacks, and individual video screens to provide unexpected perks that passengers will remember. Engage your customers or clients with a game, like a mileage program, to keep them coming back. Games mechanics interests customers and encourages them to share their wins with friends, who might then become your clients too. Earning frequent flyer miles or using an exclusive credit card earned with points makes customers feel special. These games and competitions have social value. Customers will go online to talk about their strategies and successes. Every conversation they have helps promote your product. 2. Triggers. Triggers remind people about products, services, or ideas, sparking conversations about them. While you might assume that consumers would talk more about an exciting theme park than a breakfast cereal, the opposite is true. People eat breakfast every day, but they only visit theme parks occasionally. Even if your product is familiar or unexciting, consumers will still discuss it and be interested in others' opinions. On average, people talk about products, brands, and organizations more than 16 times a day. So, how do some products end up being talked about a lot? To find out, marketers need to research what happens during word-of-mouth conversations. Do these conversations only happen right after a trigger, or do they continue over time? Immediate word of mouth occurs when you use a product or have a specific experience. Ongoing word of mouth happens gradually. While using a product can lead to immediate word of mouth, it might not create the ongoing buzz that marketers desire. Enhance product success. Triggers. Triggers can unexpectedly arise from your product's environment. Researchers found that voters were more likely to approve a sales tax increase for local schools if they were at a polling station in a public school. Such associations are powerful for generating word of mouth. Familiarity is key. For example, Budweiser's "What's Up?" campaign succeeded because many people adopted the phrase. Kit Kat sales rose when ads linked them with coffee. To assess a trigger's effectiveness, consider how often it occurs, the strength of its link to your product, whether it's part of your product's usual context, your geographic location, campaigns might not work everywhere. The time of year, seasonal factors can affect sales, like orange products selling better in October due to Halloween. 3. Emotion. People are drawn to topics that touch their emotions. When something strikes a chord, it often goes viral as people discuss it face-to-face or online. For example, a scientific photo of a cough in the New York Times became highly popular and shared widely through emails. People naturally share things that they find fascinating or impressive. Various emotions can lead to a topic going viral. While positive emotions like amazement and awe play a role, negative feelings like anger and anxiety also drive conversations. A high arousal emotion like excitement or amusement is particularly powerful, but surprisingly, feeling happy or sad tends to reduce the urge to share. While advertisers usually avoid evoking negative feelings, there are cases, such as in medical campaigns to quit smoking, where negative emotions can be effective. Regardless of the emotion, feelings often lead to action. 4. Public. This principle is about observability. When people can see others' preferences, they're more likely to follow suit. Steve Jobs knew this well. He made sure the Apple logo on laptops faced outward, not inward towards the user. This way, people around the user could see it easily. This visibility made non-Apple users think about buying Apple products when they saw the logo. In psychology, this is called social proof. With so much information around us, we often look to others' choices to help us decide. To make something highly observable, make the private public. Transform your mission into an event or item that grabs people's attention and encourages conversations. For example, a charity focused on prostate cancer encourages men to grow mustaches in November for increased awareness. Design ideas that advertise themselves. Integrate advertising into your brand. Hotmail included a promotional message in every email, highlighting its services. Employ behavioral residue. Select a strategy or campaign with long-term effects. The Livestrong Foundation opted for bracelets to promote cancer awareness, which had a more enduring impact compared to a one-time bike race featuring Lance Armstrong. Despite the negative publicity surrounding Armstrong's doping scandal, the foundation's reputation remained intact. By emphasizing that Armstrong's actions did not compromise their anti-cancer mission, the foundation effectively managed its marketing message. When trying to change bad habits, it's risky to make private issues public. The Just Say No anti-drug campaign failed because it made young people more aware that their peers were using drugs. This made them feel pressure to do the same, thinking everyone else was doing it too. To avoid this problem when campaigning against harmful behaviors, it's better to focus on positive alternatives. Encourage people to do something good instead of just saying no. 5. Practical value. Practical information spreads quickly by word of mouth because people like helping friends. Share news others can use, like simple cooking tips or how to spot a good deal. When judging bargains, people compare prices to a mental reference point. For example, seniors who recall when movie tickets were under $1 are less accepting of today's prices than teens who grew up with $10 tickets. Retailers use this by showing regular prices next to sale prices in ads to highlight the discount. Diminishing sensitivity can affect how customers perceive a good deal. A discount on a low-cost item appears more significant than the same discount on a high-priced item. Likewise, discounts presented as percentages seem more beneficial for lower-priced items, whereas discounts in dollar amounts are more effective for expensive items. This is known as the rule of 100. For products priced under $100, advertise the sale price as a percentage off, and for products over $100, advertise the discount in dollars. Both strategies can motivate people to purchase your product and recommend it to others. 6. Stories. To grab attention and spark conversations about your product, service, or cause, use storytelling. Stories are more engaging and persuasive than traditional advertising. When people talk naturally, they share stories instead of just facts. For example, when you find a great deal, you'll likely describe the whole experience when telling your friends. That's because people think in narratives. Stories are memorable, and listeners rarely try to argue with them, even though they might question paid ads. When crafting a story to promote your product, ensure it makes sense. For example, Dove Skin Products benefited from a video showing how unrealistic professional models look without costumes, makeup, and airbrushing. The video highlighted a preference for natural, clean skin. Aim for valuable virality, a core message that creates a meaningful story around your product, service, or idea. The power of simplicity. Stories should be straightforward. When people share stories, they naturally leave out unnecessary details, focus on the important parts, and add a bit of flair. Make your stories fun and imaginative, ensuring your audience can easily understand and relate to them. You can use the 6 steps to promote your product, service, cause, or idea without breaking the bank or hiring an expensive ad agency. If your brand makes people feel valued, is frequently seen in their daily lives, evokes emotions, is easily noticeable, is helpful and practical, and has a compelling narrative, it will become infectious. Key points. 1. Understand why people talk about certain ideas or products to create contagious content. 2. Apply the STEPS principles: social currency, triggers, emotion, public, practical value, and stories. 3. Craft messages that make people feel valued, evoke emotions, and provide practical information. 4. Use triggers to remind people about your product or idea, sparking conversations. 5. Make your product or idea highly observable to leverage social proof and increase visibility. 6. Share practical information and stories that resonate with your audience, making your content memorable. 7. Simplify your storytelling, focusing on core messages to ensure easy understanding and engagement.